A heroin crisis in America in the 1960s became the law and order response of the 1970s. Here's New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller back in 1973.
Let's tell it like it is. We have achieved very little permanent rehabilitation.
Rockefeller went on to lead the effort to create one of the strictest drug penalties in the nation, mandatory minimum sentences of 15 years to life for as little as 1 ounce of heroin. It became a model in this country's war on drugs and one that has had devastating consequences for the black community. 40 years later, there is still a heroin crisis and a crisis of prison overcrowding. And the dead from heroin this time are from wealthy homes and rural communities where addicts start by using prescription opiates. This week, the Retro Report team looks back at the evolution of the heroin crisis, a common drug having an impact on two very different communities. Jill Rosenbaum is a producer for Retro Report.
We've had issues with heroin going back to the turn of the last century. And each one of these epidemics, you know, it has kind of an arc, like a disease epidemic would, where for whatever reason, it becomes popular, there are lots of users, and then it wanes. And so what happened is, you know, it kind of petered out, and then this recent epidemic came on the back of overuse of prescription opiate medications. And then people became addicted, and it turns out it's cheaper to buy heroin than it is to buy pills.
Let's listen back to the mayor of Baltimore, Kurt Schmoak, talking about the public health dimension of the heroin crisis as he saw it back then.
There were many people that just thought it was retreat in the war on drugs. We were, quote, sending the wrong signal. The heroin problem was still perceived as an inner city problem. And to some people, just a problem of people of color.
So the earlier heroin crisis was associated exclusively with the inner city, and that's not the case today.
So what happened was HIV was spread by needle use, and Schmoak was really concerned what was happening with HIV and heroin addiction in Baltimore and proposed a clean needle exchange. And there was absolutely sort of this draconian view, and Congress and the federal government would not fund clean needle exchanges. And so anything you did to help them was just encouraging drug use.
So the same morality that pushed back on needle exchange programs in the 90s, the consequences became really a criminal justice system crisis. Here's former New York State Senator John Dunn.
I was shocked to find the number of inmates who were there really as a result of criminal laws such as we had enacted in the 70s.
So here's Dunn, someone who's really experienced this entire episode of the heroin crisis, and he's seeing it from the standpoint of devastation. Why is he important to this story?
In the mid-70s, New York had this horrible heroin crisis, a lot of crime. You know, nothing had worked. And so they passed these incredibly harsh laws that included the first mandatory minimums for drug offenses. When Dunn became a federal civil rights official, he visited prisons all over the country and he saw what these laws had wrought. And he realized that this was destroying families and communities. And then he devoted himself to trying to get New York's drug laws reversed.
Do you think there are lessons from the John Dunn era heroin crisis for the current opiate and prescription drug heroin crisis that we're experiencing now, or are they very separate and parallel?
Well, I think two things are happening simultaneously. Number one, I think the whole country has begun to question mass incarceration. This is sort of happening at the same time as the new heroin crisis is primarily white. It's primarily rural and suburban. And, you know, politicians feel like they kind of know these people. There's a completely different response now. You know, people are trying to look at it more as a public health issue than they did in the last round.
The heroin crisis then and now, it's the focus of Retro Report producer Jill Rosenbaum. Thank you so much.
Thank you.